This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain Matt Bruce on a Thursday morning broadcasting from my flagship station, AM 860, The Answer, here in Tampa, Florida, from my Moss Nissan studios to great radio stations across America. And a special shout out goes to our military men and women listening to us right now all across the country and around the world too via the satellite, and to our first responders, our EMTs, our firefighters, police, hospital ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard too. Thank you for keeping us all free and safe. And to everybody that's working right now, whatever it is that you're doing on the Third Watch, however you're doing it, thank you very much for keeping America rolling along. Now, don't forget to go over to the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Take advantage of all the different things we have over there for you to look at. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Well, joining us again, Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com, and good morning again.
Good morning.
We got an email from Joe Bag of Donuts, and he said, he asked me about checking on a particular individual, and he said this woman says that Hunter Biden is the father of her kid, and he failed paternity tests, which means that he passed it and he is the father of the child. And now she says that this woman wants Secret Service protection for the child, and Joe says it's the first time he heard about it. He wants to know if it's true. Yes, it is true.
Correct. It is true. It's an Arkansas woman that Hunter Biden denied having an affair with. Then last August, she gives birth. This is where this necessarily started coming to a peak. And he did submit to a DNA test. The results came back. He is, in fact, the father.
Yep.
And apparently, I don't know what the timing is, but I think a week or so after, I don't know, but he ended up obviously dumping her and he got married at some point during this relationship.
Yeah, to somebody totally different. And he was, by the way, at the time he was dating the widow of his son, of his brother's wife, the widow, right?
I don't know what the timing is of his widowed sister-in-law, but he was dating her and then bailed on her, had the affair with the woman in Arkansas, fathered a child.
Busy little camper.
I would say. So what they're doing is trying to stick it to Joe Biden, saying that he now has 6 grandchildren.
Yeah. Yeah. And like you said, I think they tweeted him a message or something, didn't they?
Yeah.
All right. Well, not to be outdone here, there's plenty of other stuff going on, but that takes care of that, Joe, and I hope that answers your question. Now, we need to talk about some news stories that are out there. They may start out as a news story. There may be a sentence or two that's accurate, but then somewhere along the line, they take the news story that might have been accurate to begin with, and they editorialize it by adding their own little byline and thoughts to the subject and all that, which changes the news story to an actual editorial.
You can package a lot of facts and then come up to a larger conclusion that there's going to be indictments and, you know, all these other kinds of things. And what we're referring to is the head of Burisma, who's been under investigation. In fact, There are allegedly 13 investigations that relate to the founder of Burisma for illicit funds and money laundering. And that part is true. Now, what's at issue here is that the founder, whose name is Zaglewski, I'm sure I screwed that up, but anyway,
yeah,
that he stole $33 million from Ukraine, from the taxpayers, because of his previous position or the where he had access. And then it ended up in Burisma, and from Burisma it went other places. But of the 13 separate cases, they include tax violations, money laundering, and licensing. So now there's been some very large scale thefts in Ukraine. One deals with an organization or a bank called Private Bank, mm-hmm. which Ukraine ended up having to actually nationalize. And somewhere around $6 billion was stolen from the Ukrainians out of this bank. And that is said to be one of the largest thefts in the 21st century, which now would be pretty sizable. Now, there's a lot of people looking at this. So when Trump refers to investigations in Ukraine, it isn't just Biden investigations. It isn't just CrowdStrike investigations. It's investigations. And the reason being is because of so much money that has been stolen out of Ukraine, left the country, it put the country into a financial crisis, which then causes actually more corruption.
Mm.
And then you have the European Union is taking big notice because the currency becomes unstable. They don't get additional investors to grow their economy. And then the International Monetary Fund has to start loaning money, just like they did with Greece several years ago. Remember
right.
that one?
I do. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so how does the company survive all this? How does Ukraine begin to be able to repay loans and loan guarantees that also included the United States? We had to make some loan guarantees.
All righty, hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more on the Captain America Third Watch. By the way, we've got a date on the release of the FISA report. We'll tell you about that when we come back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products started under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply. But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text 211 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over 1 million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text 211 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's D-O-1-1 to 350350.
Dr. Peter Glidden, million plus views on YouTube, will be hosting a one-time appearance Saturday, November 16th at the Hills Hotel in Laguna Hills, California. Call 714-920-9412 to register. This is a rare appearance of Dr. Glidden covering health issues and a recipe for healthy living. Don't miss this one-time event. Call 714-920-9412. Again, 714-920-9412.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are, and this is the Captain's America Third Watch. Thank you very much, Mike Gallagher. Brought to you by this segment, the USCCA, United States Concealed Carry Association. And for just a few dollars a month, the USCCA provides your members with upfront funding for civil and criminal defense, as well as access to an extensive list of attorneys if you ever need one, because they know that the legal system doesn't always get it right, and defending your life shouldn't cost you everything you own either. So go to my website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Look over in the right tab. Go down just a short ways. You'll see the USCCA logo link, red, white, and blue. And click on that link. You'll have an opportunity to do two things. Number one, we have an opportunity to sign up for the free gun a day giveaway. Now, every day it's at least one gun. Sometimes it's two. And sometimes you get two chances to win, or three chances, or four chances to win. But take advantage of that if you want the opportunity at all to win a free weapon. And then once you get done doing that, take a look at what membership could mean for you in the USCCA. Now, they have three different membership levels. And if you want to become a member, then you get $474 free dollars worth of free stuff, which includes all sorts of equipment and gear, shirts and hats and pins and whatnot from the USCCA. And you also get a chance to go over there and get the free concealed carry magazine, which is award-winning 2 years in a row. There's a lot of great savings in there, too. And don't forget the total $474 worth of free stuff. $474 worth of free stuff will be there for you if you become a member of the USCCA. So there you go. Now, back to Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, FoundersCode.com with us today. All right, well, the Pfizer report, we were told, is going to be announced or released, if you will, on December the 9th.
Correct, which is 2 days before the hearing of Inspector General Horowitz with in the Senate, which is hosted by Lindsey Graham.
Mm-hmm.
So the FISA report was actually, it started in March of last year. It was completed last month. What's been going on since then is to ensure things are accurate, to see if there had to be any kind of redactions and all of that. All of that's done. So the Lindsey Graham expects that we will not have but one version. In other words, remember that the Mueller report got submitted to Barr. Barr had it, wrote a summary, handed it off to Congress. That made Congress mad. They wanted the whole report. They had to go back, and the whole report was, in fact, released with a one or two redactions, which was because of grand jury material.
Right.
So by comparison, they're saying there will not be a summary report. You'll get the whole report, and there won't be any redactions.
Mm. Okay. Now, the other thing is, when do we, or don't we have any idea, when do we think Mr. Durham might be done?
We don't.
There's, okay.
They're saying it could be March or April of next year.
Okay. And just to repeat for our Detroit listeners up there, two police officers have been shot. One has died in the Wyoming section of Detroit. And you need to avoid that area. There is apparently a very large police presence in that area up there in Detroit. And for those of us listening to us on the Patriot there in Detroit, keep that in mind. And our thoughts and prayers go out, of course, to the officers there. Now, so much is just happening here. Rudy Giuliani was brought up several times yesterday in the impeachment inquiry, and he just ripped the lawyer over the questions that were being given. It was almost like they were trying to put Rudy on the hot seat.
Well, the Democrats were.
Yeah.
And that's because there are other things that are there that I think the Democrats necessarily want to protect. And so they, you know, worked real hard that, you know, Ambassador Sondland had the explosive testimony yesterday, and it was great, and this was wonderful, and to the part where they were sure that by the end of the day that, Chairman Schiff would already have the articles of impeachment drawn up. They went to the lunch break, or took an kind of extended break, not really a lunch break, and came back. And it was really kind of the Republicans' turn, if you will, and the Republicans just did a remarkable job and diffused everything that the Democrats and the media, I might add,
Package
that this was going to be Trump's last day.
Yeah, listen to this little short bit here, and this is part of it. This is what the ambassador Gordon Sondland had to say.
But I believe I just asked him an open-ended question, Mr. Chairman. What do you want from Ukraine? I keep hearing all these different ideas and theories and this and that. What do you want? And it was a very short, abrupt conversation. He was not in a good mood. And he just said, I want nothing. I want no quid pro quo. Tell Zelensky to do the right thing. Something to that effect.
Man, I mean, that was just one of several things that he said that blew the little impromptu press conference that Adam Schiff had when he went out and did the happy dance after the first break.
So the part about what the conversation that Sondland had with Trump has been out there for quite some time.
Mm-hmm.
And the Democrats yesterday were trying to infer other things in that conversation such that Trump's remarks to Sondland were meaningless. And the Democrats, it worked in the morning, but in the afternoon it didn't. And you know, everybody was a little worried about Sondland. Sondland paid over $1 million to the Trump operation to get inauguration tickets. And so they're thinking, okay, well, he could be pro-Trump. Well, he was pro-Trump. He was really, he's an old friend of the Bush family. But anyway, until Sondland apparently got his boxers in a bunch when Trump went after the Muslim family whose, I think, son died that was going on during the Democrat convention. Okay.
Right.
But then, you know, things changed up dramatically, and I guess because of the donation that he paid to get the tickets, that's when he came to Trump's attention, and Trump named him as ambassador to Europe. Now, the day before, Ambassador Volker didn't have much. He didn't have really any friendly words to describe Sondland.
Mm-hmm.
But Sondland's an interesting character. He's truly a capitalist. He made his money in the hotel business, mm-hmm. and he had a merchant banking system that he made some money. He is kind of a goofball. I mean, you can kind of tell, but his wife is pretty, she's pretty smart.
Mm-hmm.
His family is actually from Poland, and they escaped. Solomon's father actually fought in the war against the Nazis. So then from there they escaped to Uruguay before they came to the United States.
Well, here is the final nail in the coffin to Adam Schiff from Mr. Sondland.
President Trump never told me directly that the aid was conditioned on the meetings. The only thing we got directly from Giuliani was that the Burisma in 2016 elections were conditioned on the White House meeting. The aid was my own personal, guess based, again, on your analogy, 2 + 2 = 4.
So you didn't talk to President Trump when Ambassador Taylor says that that's what you told him? Is that your testimony here?
My testimony is I never heard from President Trump that aid was conditioned on an announcement of elections.
So you never heard those specific words?
Correct.
Right? But
never heard those words.
There you go.
Yeah. Now, Sondland's big mission was to have Zelensky have a White House meeting with Trump.
Mm-hmm.
Which is what he referred to there a couple of times. Well, as it turns out, Zelensky hasn't been in the White House. But Zelensky and Trump have met because they met at the UN. And so it's kind of like they've had their meeting. So,
mm-hmm.
But, when the diplomatic corps, when they're assigned to countries, their country is almost as it's mm-hmm. more paramount than their home country.
By the way, I got to ask one question. Well, I'm going to ask it real quick. Is the current foreign policy by the United States for Ukraine designed to prevent a coalition of sorta between Germany and Russia? And that is from Eric.
Not quite.
Okay. Well, we got to run. Here comes the music. It's going to cut you off and me too. Talk to you tomorrow. All right, Denise Simon, founderscode.com, founderscode.com. Go over there. And, Eric, I know there was a real quick way to answer a question, but I did it. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Democratic presidential candidates are in Atlanta for debates. Mayor Pete Buttigieg.
I'm not only running to defeat Donald Trump, I am running to prepare for the day that begins when Donald Trump has left office, to launch the era that must come after Trump. That era must be characterized not by exclusion, but by belonging.
Tulsi Gabbard.
Let's defeat the divisiveness of Donald Trump.
come together and usher in a 21st century of racial harmony, of racial justice, peace, inclusion, and true equality. Working side by side, let's make Dr. King's dream our reality.
Senator Bernie Sanders.
I will lead an administration that will look like America. We'll end the divisiveness brought by Trump and bring us together.
This is USA Radio News.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC tax program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you're accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Once you are accepted into the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
We all hear the stories in the news. The good guy uses a gun to protect his family from criminals, and he's the one arrested. The legal system is not fair, and responsibly armed Americans are political targets. So here's how you can take a simple and rewarding journey to complete self-defense confidence. Simply text GCN to 87222. To discover how the USCCA can give you the training, education, legal, and financial protection you need to truly protect the people you love. Don't risk everything and leave your family vulnerable. Now it's time to prepare and protect yourself. So if you're ready to take your next step as a responsibly armed American, you're ready to truly become your family's ultimate protector. Text GCN to 87222. Discover your life-saving USCCA member benefits today. Again, that's text GCN to
87222. Thank you, all United States veterans. They are on you.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
And now it's time for Veterans News on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, indeedy. It is time for our second Military and Veterans News segment, brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. National Aviation Academy has two locations to serve you. We'll tell you all about them, where they're at, and what they do right after National Aviation Academy gets a chance to tell you about themselves right about now.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, we know that more and more young people are not headed straight off to college from high school. As a matter of fact, more young people have chosen to go to technical schools to learn a trade that they believe when they come out of high school will lead them to a very lucrative career. Well, it might, but there's just one little catch to it. If you're in a job that's going to put you in a trade union because of the vocation you've learned, like, for example, carpenter, plumber, electrician, mason, perhaps heavy equipment operator. A lot of those jobs are union. And as a result, you're going to start out at what's called the apprentice rate, which is going to be an 80% rate of whatever the starting pay is. So $12 is $9.60, $15 is $12, $10 is $8. You get my drift. So what you need to do if you want to upgrade your style and come in with something that can definitely pay you $50,000 to $60,000 a year right off the bat to start, you need to check out the National Aviation Academy. Now, the National Aviation Academy has got two locations to serve you. They have one in Concord, Mass., which is just outside Boston. And by the way, hello, Boston. And to the other location, it's right here in my backyard, Clearwater, Florida, which is right here in the Tampa Bay area. Now, their one central telephone number is 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. You call that number. You have them tell you what it is that they have to tell you. And then you schedule an appointment. Schedule a tour. Call them up. Schedule a tour at one of the two locations. And I'm going to tell you, you'll be glad you did. Now, that's the National Aviation Academy. The website, naa.edu, that's naa.edu. Or give them a call at 800-659-2080. And always remember to tell them the captain sent you. naa.edu, 800-659-2080 is the phone number. Now, the president's pardon of Major Matt Goldstein may not ultimately reinstate his Special Forces tab and Silver Star, both of which were stripped from him back in 2015 by a U.S. Army Special Operations Command Administrative Board. And that same board, Navy board this time, is threatening to take away the insignia of Navy SEAL from Chief Eddie Gallagher. Can they do that sort of thing? Sure. Absolutely. Might they? Oh, yeah. They really might. Now, Army General Gus Perna has been digging deep into details of privatized housing operations, working to fix problems like mold and rodent infestation that have plagued some families living in the houses for a while now. He's trying to get to the bottom of it, trying to get things taken care of as quickly as possible with the resources he has at hand, and we'll definitely give him a shout-out for that. So there you go. Now, a career Army officer on Donald Trump's National Security Council testified that he was duty-bound to object to the president's clearly improper phone call seeking Ukrainian investigations of U.S. diplomats. Republicans answered him with doubts about his loyalty to the United States, and we're talking about the major who sat down yesterday. I'm sorry, the lieutenant colonel, Alexander Vindman, who sat down yesterday and finished his testimony. Now, also, the Navy recruits are now using their fingerprints to sign enlistment documents. The U.S. Navy has successfully processed more than 700,000 new recruit forms using fingerprints, the Navy announced last week. So there you go, getting into the technical age here. Now, the Air Force Special Operations Command is looking forward to the future replacement of the CV-22 Osprey, a revolutionary capability that's still new to the command. And AFSOC's head of requirements said that they'll get it done, and we'll hear all about it when they do, because I'd be curious to find out what kind of plane they're going to use instead of the Osprey, which is like an oversized helicopter, because it flies vertical and then also flies horizontal. So there you go. Now, never to be outdone or second-guessed, the Marine Corps has issued new IED detectors more capable of identifying buried command wires. Now, during the nearly two decades of war in Iraq and Afghanistan, improvised explosive devices have been one of the main threats to U.S. troops. Now, they may have come up with something to help them solve that problem. I certainly hope so. By the way, the United States Coast Guard seized a shocking $69 million worth of cocaine from a drug-running submarine. The U.S. Coast Guard seized that amount from a submarine that was found in the Pacific Ocean coming up from South America. We've seen them before. Matter of fact, there was a picture of one guy that jumped on the submarine and had a .45 or something in his hand and pointed at the guy driving the submarine, told him to pull it over, and he did. Also, a South Carolina man who's actually from Southern California but had an office in South Carolina has been charged with conspiracy to engage in mail and wire fraud after prosecutors say he defrauded about 2,600 people, many veterans of some $300 million in a Ponzi scheme. Wow. I don't know what he was selling, but obviously a bunch of people shouldn't have bought it because you never get all your money back that way. You'll get a portion of it, but you won't get it all back. And let's not forget that the U.S. Air Force has awarded Lockheed Martin $3.3 billion. It's a contract to support a suite of secure satellite communication systems all into the next decade. And also BAE Systems Technology has landed a $104.7 million contract with the U.S. Navy to provide engineering and technical services aboard Navy and Coast Guard vessels. And finally, despite U.S. sanctions, Russia arms sales are on pace to meet last March's 2018 export revenue of about $13.7 billion with a B. That's $13.7 billion. Now, the head of Russia's state-owned defense export company said that on Monday, and right away, countries around the world are going, uh-oh, where's it coming and when's it coming because of all that ammunition that'll be showing up again. Remember, I told you there were 4 pickup truckloads of ammunition that were sold at that gun show I was at on Sunday. 4 pickup truckloads. Well, let's go over here and see what Eric is up to. Oh, Eric sent me quite a little message here. Let me see this. Thanks for trying to get it on. I see what he's talking about. Okay. Reasoning the Russian Federation supplies much of the eastern and parts of Central Europe have energy resources. Germany's probably the European Union's biggest procurer of each resource. If NATO is officially involved with the Ukraine policy, then Russia could then justify lifting the sanctions against them and deploying a strategic military equipment into the area. Well, that's all true, Eric. All of that is true. All right, we're going to take a break, and we're going to come back. And when we come back, Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street, will be with us. So don't go anywhere. I'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
We can all agree these are troubled times, right? So do you know who's on your wireless network? Whether it's a big company selling your data or a foreign hacker, if you're not protected, everybody sees your information. That's why you need Flash Routers, a custom Wi-Fi router created for privacy. Flash Routers uses a virtual private network, or VPN, to protect your online activity from hackers, trackers, and large corporations. And not just one, but all your devices with one out-of-the-box setup. Plus, Flash Routers also enhances your wireless network performance and unlocks powerful router management tools to let you take total control of your network. Call or click Flash Routers today at 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. That's 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. Protect your wireless home network today with Flash Routers.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines, and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
All righty. Well, this portion of the program, my conversation with Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street, is brought to you by the Mixon Groveside Cafe. Now, did you know that the Mixon Groveside Cafe bakes their own submarine sandwich bread fresh every day, and they use the highest quality ingredients? Now, I'll tell you what, they make a sub sandwich there called the Amazing Superman. Now, my buddy Fitz, last time around when I was there, had one of those, and he took half of it home because it was so big, and it was. It's a big sandwich. And then there's the nightclub sub, too. And, of course, their burger they have, called the Forklift Burger, isn't called that for nothing. Large and in charge, seasoned to perfection with your choice of cheese, and it won't disappoint. And you can always finish your meal off at the Mix and Groveside Cafe with an orange swirl ice cream cone. So, Mixon Groveside Cafe, inside Mixon Fruit Farm store at 2525 27th Street South, Bradenton, Florida. Yes, it is a Florida tourist trap. You folks that come down here from Florida, you'll see it in the Florida tourist guide for sure. The hidden gem of Bradenton, Mixon's Groveside Cafe, phone number 941-748-5829. Check them out. You'd be glad you did. It's one heck of a place to have lunch. And I'll be there again Saturday because I'm going to go down there for an event, their harvest event. I'll be down there for a couple hours thereabouts, probably from about, 11 to 1 or maybe 11 to 2. It depends on how busy they are. All right, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, is with us. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. How are you?
Not too bad. I've got to mention this, like it or not, because it is what it is, the impeachment calendar today. Yesterday they had U.S. Ambassador to the EU, Gordon Sondland, who made a lot of noise, and Adam Schiff ran right out after Mr. Sondland had what he had to say, and Adam said, well, you know, he says, we got a slam dunk case, we got the president, we got this, we got that, but listen to what Schiff said, and then we'll talk about what really happened.
Campaign was a basic quid pro quo. It was the conditioning of official acts for something of great value to the president, these political investigations. It goes right to the heart of the issue of bribery, as well as other potential high crimes or misdemeanors. But we also have heard for the first time that knowledge of this scheme was pervasive. The Secretary of State was aware of it. The acting Chief of Staff Mulvaney was aware of it. And, of course, at the very top, Donald Trump, through his personal lawyer and others, was implementing it. And so this, I think, only goes to underscore just how significant the president's obstruction of this investigation has been. We now can see the veneer has been torn away, just why Secretary Pompeo and President Donald Trump do not want any of these documents provided to Congress, because apparently they show, as Ambassador Sondland has testified, that the knowledge of this scheme to condition official acts, a White House meeting, and $400 million in security assistance to an ally at war with Russia, was conditioned on political favors the president wanted.
And then about 8 minutes later, Chris, Mr. Sondland, Ambassador Sondland, came back in from a 10-minute break, and here's what he said, and he blew Adam Schiff right out of the water.
But I believe I just asked him an open-ended question, Mr. Chairman. What do you want from Ukraine? I keep hearing all these different ideas and theories and this and that. What do you want? And it was a very short, abrupt conversation. He was not in a good mood. And he just said, I want nothing. I want nothing. I want no quid pro quo. Tell Zelensky to do the right thing. Something to that effect.
How about that?
Well, I heard it all yesterday. It's not being translated that way in the mainstream media, though.
I know that, because the mainstream media is lying.
Yeah, well,
flat out lying. Flat out. But yeah, are you surprised?
No. I'm not surprised. Again, it's all boring. If it was actually a big deal, you would have noticed it in the financial markets, whereas you obviously get some bouncing around due to some trade issues. Not really affecting things much at all. Nobody believes that Donald Trump is going to be impeached. They all know that this is a show, and the media wants to keep the show going for as long as possible.
Well, the House is going to, I believe the House will impeach Donald Trump, but it'll be dead on arrival in the Senate. Now, I'm looking at the Dow futures, and what you said holds true, because it's barely in the red, not by much, 30, down 34.50 on the Dow, down 18.63 on the NASDAQ, down 5.12 on the Standard & Poor's. But that's nothing, because that turns around at the snap of a finger.
Oh yeah, listen, it's no big deal. I mean, it's not any real type of movement in regards to percentages, so it's basically nothing.
Now, all eyes today will be on one individual, and it's this woman, Fiona Hill, the former National Security Council director for Europe and Russia. She is a key voice in the scheme of things here, because she wrote the book on Putin, literally, wrote the book on Putin.
Well, listen, I don't know if you're also paying attention to this whole thing as well with this Sondland character and watching the left go crazy at some of his businesses as well.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen some of that. I mean, it's getting out of control, the people that are involved, the way that they're being attacked. I mean, what's wrong with you people? I mean, just let the information come out. It's like almost like they want to force fake testimony. It's weird.
Now, we had a debate last night, correct?
From what I heard and what I've been reading and listening to today, it wasn't much of a debate. They're basically agreeing with one another.
Well, yeah, because the Democrats with the Green New Deal, the agenda there, basically they all agree on that. Joe Biden, Bernie Sanders, Elizabeth Warren. The only problem with that is by pledging to eliminate fossil fuels in the United States, which supports about 13 million jobs across the country, the labor unions have picked up on that and said, not so fast, not so fast.
Well, there's that. There was, what was the other issue there, which was kind of weird, was the marijuana thing with between Cory mm-hmm. Booker and Joe Biden, and Joe Biden wasn't on top of this game. Take a look at probably the ratings. I bet you next to nobody was probably watching the entire thing. So again, it's more fodder for the people inside the Beltway.
And, of course, CNN was talking about the border, and they came out with a comment, and this was their comment. Experts note that Mexico's massive deployment of National Guard troops over the past few months has played a major role in blocking migrants from reaching the U.S. border in the first place. And they say that Mexico has already built Trump's wall and paid for it by the use of manpower.
That people are still coming across the border. That hasn't changed. That's a bit silly. I mean, Elizabeth Warren basically said she wants to eliminate all borders.
Yeah. Now, how about Jonathan Gruber? You remember who he is?
Jonathan Gruber.
He's the guy that was the orchestrator of Obamacare back in 2007.
Oh, yeah. I haven't heard his name in a while.
Well, let's see. Where is it? I was going to say, oh, here we go.
This bill was written in a tortured way to make sure CBO did not score the mandate as taxes. If CBO scored the mandate as taxes, the bill dies. Okay, so it's written to do that. In terms of risk-rated subsidies, if you had a law which said healthy people are going to pay in, it made explicit that healthy people pay in and sick people get money, it would not have passed. Okay, just like the people, lack of transparency is a huge political advantage. And basically, call it the stupidity of the American voter or whatever. But basically, that was really, really critical to getting the thing to pass. And, it's the second best argument. Look, I wish Mark was right. We can make it all transparent. But I'd rather have this law than not. So it's kind of like his reporter story. There's things I wish I could change, but I'd rather have this law than not.
So what you said yesterday that got everybody going again was you said 6 people go off private insurance for every 10 people who go on public insurance.
Obamacare. I don't know what he's trying to defend. I mean, they're trying to get rid of it now already.
That's right.
I mean, aren't they?
Yes.
I mean, if it was so great, why are you trying to get rid of it?
Medicare for all.
Medicare for all. I mean, so it doesn't make much sense to me.
Well, Mr. Chris, we'll let you go, and we'll find out what's going to happen today. One more day of that stuff in D.C. You have a great day, and we'll talk to you tomorrow morning, my friend.
You got it. Have a good one.
All right. Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. And, of course, so far, it's not really affecting things greatly, but we'll see. We'll see. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and...
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.